Welcome to episode 22, the emergency, very short test episode, where we do not have a full crew, but hopefully we have functioning recording software. I'm Tom Truskowski, stationv3.com, joined by Mark Mekas of ETIPI and Zordic.
Hello.
And also tonight, Aaron from The Best of What's Left and the Webcomic Beacon.
Yay, me.
Yay.
www.tvolcomic.com.
Yes. Well, this is our first episode after Comic Con.
Yes.
Which Mark was at.
I was there, yes. Did get to meet Ben live and in person. He does exist.
Wow.
Yeah. So we.
You had your
walked around.
Right?
Well, you know, until you see him. But yeah, it was pretty cool. We walked around the preview night and kind of connected with a bunch of the online folks. But yeah, it was kind of a weird year. It was busy, you know. Of course, there's, you know, a ton of people there. But it was a real good year in terms of webcomics. I think you know, sales wise, it was good. It was just kind of a weird year because there were no really big movies. So I think that kind of helped bring some of the focus back to the comics and the web comics in general. So that was a good thing.
That's,
I think,
good. That's good. Yeah. I guess it was too soon for any ETIPI merchandise.
Too early for merchandise. Yes. Nice. I did have some flyers that I went through a lot of those. Still handed out the Zortic Frisbees.
Of course.
So that was good. Got a lot of pressure to get Zortic back up and running. So, you know, it'll happen.
Okay. Yeah. You had the little preview teaser thing up already.
Yep. Yep. I got the website, whipped into shape so that, once the strips are ready, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
From you a little bit, going with the working title of Z2, which is a,
oh yes,
kind of a little bit of a Z7 kind of feel, but
and no complaint to
it's
you.
A working title.
Yes.
Oh, good.
There probably is a station Z2 somewhere in the V3 universe.
Makes sense. They're probably upset.
Oh well. It's a Z station. No one listens to them anyway.
Right. Right.
Yes. Does go in importance from A to Z. So, you know, if you're a Z station, it's, yeah.
V's
kind of down there too, actually.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yes. But did you bring along any tin foil?
Not yet. I think I am going to... break that out at MegaCon. Start getting some tinfoil hats out there and make it all worthwhile.
I saw some article online a while ago about how tinfoil hats would actually amplify signals on certain frequencies.
Really?
Which are
nice.
in the government band or something like that.
Huh.
So certain government frequencies, you know, if you're wearing the tinfoil hat, you know, they're going to get better reception.
Maybe that's the point. You never know.
Well, that could be. Yeah. They spread that whole tinfoil hat story.
Yeah. Somebody was telling me that there's a real science to the tinfoil hats that I'm definitely going to have to do some research before going this route to make sure I'm getting it just right. So
yeah. See, I would think lead would work a little better, but I guess it's maybe too heavy.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, maybe lead foil. There we go.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I figured, but... yeah. Also came up with a t-shirt idea, so I may get some ETI t-shirts going.
Oh, great.
In the near future.
It's always a popular webcomic merchandise.
Yes, yes.
It's one of those things I've considered, except I don't have any real t-shirt ideas, so it seems a little pointless at the moment.
It is, yeah, it is tough, you know, you don't want to just do, here's my characters on a shirt, but...
Here's my characters on a shirt, and none of you are buying it, so...
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe down the line.
Yes.
It's one of those ideas, yeah. But I have to find a company that does decent shirts. I've heard mixed reviews of some of the companies out there.
True.
There's this new one out. I don't know if you guys have heard about it.
What is it?
It's called abetterwaymerch.com.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have heard about that.
Yeah.
And they launch August 12th. And it's probably the only way I'm ever going to be able to afford merchandise. Ever. after getting hosed by a print-on-demand comic site and getting hosed by a print-on-demand shirt site, I am willing to try anything, especially something that Tanya does. So,
yeah,
I was a little bummed. I was trying to find Tanya at Comic-Con and finally listened to your last broadcast and found out she was right around the corner from me. But
yeah, I can't believe you missed her.
Well, she was down the aisle a little ways, but still.
Well, I mean, it would have been the direction all the guys were looking.
Ah.
I mean, how many chicks were there at Comic-Con, honestly?
I don't know, a fair number.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know.
Girls like comics?
They know an easy market.
Ah. Nice.
Yes.
I'm joking, of course.
But you probably were close enough to hit her with a frisbee.
Yes, exactly.
That would have been good product stuff, right? Although they would have known exactly where to look.
Yeah, it's kind of a giveaway.
Yes.
Actually, I was at one of the only two cons I'd ever gone to, and there was a bunch of kids that had gotten up on a ledge inside the con place and were throwing their marketing stuff onto the people down below. And security did get them.
Nice.
But yeah. I think they stole the idea from us because we were doing it first. But this was this was 10 years ago. Stupid kids.
I was in Comic-Con for the last Star Wars when they were announcing the last movie, the Revenge of the Jedi, or Revenge of the Sith, whatever.
Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, that one. And I was very, very tempted to just lob a frisbee on stage. And,
yes!
It's one of the things you get the word out there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Zordic creator thrown out of Comic-Con.
Cool.
Along
in
with his frisbee.
Yes,
by the way.
the CNN stock photo that 10 million uniques read a day has got your website URL.
Right. There's no such thing as bad publicity, is there?
No, especially if you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, one way to find out.
I'll tell you what, you do that, make me a frisbee too, and just throw mine and Station V3, like throw all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Frisbee
attack.
And then
when security runs up on stage, just start bonking them with like comics frisbees. I could see it. Yeah. Security and president pelted with webcomic frisbees. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Bonked. And then you got to find like the CNN camera people. Bonk, bonk.
Bonk, bonk on the head.
Security probably would have got you by then.
You think?
Yes, it wasn't a convention or anything like that. But there was one year. It was a while ago. I was at Scranton's Italian Festival, which is around Labor Day weekend, and suddenly this helicopter shows up over the festival and just starts hovering there.
Ooh,
and
scary.
The next thing you know, all these leaflets are falling all over the place. and it was advertising some restaurant in Wilkes-Barre and some developer talking about something he wanted to do downtown and maybe one or two other things. And yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, a unique marketing. That hasn't happened again in any of the festivals I've been to there.
It's
People might have some.
expensive to rent a helicopter, isn't it? Like a
It's, I
hundred,
know, yeah.
hundred bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and gas has gone up now, so I can't even imagine. In fact, I haven't seen a traffic helicopter in a while.
Yeah.
The only helicopters I ever see anymore are Coast Guard. Those things have got to eat gas.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I'm sure there are cheaper ways to advertise than renting a helicopter and throwing leaflets over a festival crowd, but
Frisbees.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with find somebody that's popular or important, like Tom Cruise, and frisbee. Yeah,
Makes
but
sense.
see if the frisbee goes upside down, then people would slip on it like a banana peel, and I think that would buy you more time also. So you could
Good point. But the
layer the
URL.
frisbees upside down around you.
But if it's in upside down, the URL's not visible.
But when they slip on it, their foot will go up in the air with your
Oh, there
URL.
we go. Yeah,
Yeah.
just need a photographer at the right angle, and yeah, it's amazing. I think we've gone off on a tangent.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Even an emergency episode like this, get a tangent.
Well, and you know, like how in the comics they step on the rake and hits them in the face? Well, that happens with frisbees too, except it hits you in the shin. And if the plastic's hard enough, that would actually hurt pretty bad. Get hit in
That
the.
could sting.
Well,
I don't
what about
know. It'd
rakes
leave
then?
like a little bruise.
You just get your get rakes made up.
Get some promotional rakes, yeah.
Promotional
Ooh,
rakes.
I
I'll have
like
a
that. And I know.
Station V3 rake.
No, and I got the perfect idea. What you do is you put a piece of metal with your comics URL, but backwards, and so when it hits him in the forehead, it would type it out the right way, right across. Oh wait, and a less violent way, I guess, would just be ink.
Well, that's one option.
Or you could just
It would
get a
be
rubber
like a
stamp made
hitch.
up, run around the convention with a rubber stamp.
Just attack people. Bah, T-Bull
You
was
go
here.
to just go to all the booths, and it's like, "Hey, Scott Kurtz, great to meet you." And it's
Bam!
time
Right on
it
his hand.
time it right, just before Triumph the Insult Comic Dog shows up to get him on TV and.
Oh, and he wouldn't know either. And so he would
Ooh.
be advertising your comic as he's like, oh, but with a stamp thing, that is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, check with Tanya, see if she's considered, rubber stamps for web comics.
Temporary
Temp
tattoos
there we
is the
go.
closest.
I guess
Yeah.
that might be a little harder to sneak up on someone. Rubber
Well, you'd
stamp, you
have
can
to
run
put it
up,
in the
stamp
palm
them
of your.
and
If you get the temporary tattoo backwards on the palm of your hand, it would be warm enough to when you like do that uncomfortable man on man gripping their arm with your other hand as you're shaking. It's really nice to meet you, George Lucas.
Yes.
And
Maybe
then
we're making this too hard. We just got to make the kick me signs and slap them on people's back.
Yeah.
Kick me, Station B3.
This is like oh, this is like a new level of viral marketing.
A virus, an actual virus, it produces a rash with it. Never mind.
Oh. They all go to the doctor. Yes, you have a serious case of Station V3. What's the cure? Log on to stationv3.com. No, he's in on it too.
The only
So this
cure.
is
2,000
Well,
page views.
you put the
Yes.
cure on your website so they have to log on to your website to find the cure and then
Exactly. Yes.
hide it in the middle of your archive.
Yes. You go around, buy all, here's the other idea. Go around, buy everyone a drink, and at the bottom of the glass it says, "You have been poisoned. For the antidote, go to Zortik.com/antidote."
It's a Google ad farm, so every time it makes you like
Yes.
$500.
It's With all these ideas I'm having, it's probably just as well I don't get to very many conventions.
We wouldn't even need a table. We just need a backpack full of stamps and stickers and tape and paper.
Yes.
And then... It's nice to meet you. Stop hitting my back so hard. Stop rubbing my back. Walks around
and,
the
and then we
the
need this podcast to not be online as evidence.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So how many times are we going to have to redo this episode until we talk about something that's not bad?
How is that different from any other episode?
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, there is that. But one thing I guess we should mention in case, I don't remember what we've mentioned in this one or the garbled one now, but the official Podwarp 1999-1978 eight-episode sitcom starring Richard Benjamin, Quark, is coming out on DVD.
Yes, it is. October,
October 14th, I think.
14th, okay.
The complete series, which, again, is eight episodes.
Yes.
But as I was saying earlier today, it's going to be weird seeing that with good picture quality and not a copy of a videotape from 1978 with the commercials still
right.
in it.
Yeah, very true.
Quark is brought to you by Dawn.
But you know what, though? It's that kind of stuff that, in a way, almost makes the show better because it adds, like, that extra layer of nostalgia, in my opinion.
That's true.
I mean, when I was a kid, you know, my dad recorded everything we couldn't afford to buy, you know, every $20, $25 VHS that came out with no bonus features. People complaining now. And, we recorded everything, and half of the fun was seeing – I mean, we recorded, like, every Star Trek Next Generation episode, too. Half the fun was, you know, 2 years down the road, oh, I remember that commercial.
That's true.
Yeah. And you have to admit, it would be even weirder to have, like, the director's cut of Quark, you know?
That's
George
true.
George Lucas putting in some CGI animals and stuff, you know?
Just, like,
just make it weirder.
It's like, it was like a blank field where two people talking, and then in the remake it's much brighter and a gigantic walrus, elephant, kodo beast walks by.
Yes.
Nothing to do with the story, okay, bye.
They could be nasty the garbage bags. The head now appears in 3D on the screen. All right. But don't give him ideas, right?
No.
But, it is true that in watching old tapes, sometimes half the fun is the commercials. And depending on what you're watching, like if you're watching, say, the Star Wars Holiday Special, the commercials could be like a welcome relief from the actual program.
Good point.
Yes. Yeah, that was... Well, all right, that's another tangent. I think George Lucas has paid us not to talk about that one, right? The check is in the mail?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'd think he'd have pretty thick skin by now. But that does bring up what I actually did want to talk about, unless you had something.
What was that?
Okay, well, as we all know, Star Wars 501.2.com version A is coming out of the next Star Wars movie, which, what the hell is it called? Because I don't even pay attention to their titles anymore.
Just the Clone Wars, isn't it?
Attack of the Clone Wars 2,
Season
of the Jedi Master.
Strikes Back.
What? Yeah, Strikes Back. All I can say is, what the hell? I remember I read it that this was supposed to be a series, but he was watching
on
the big screen. He was watching this on the big screen, and he goes, damn it, this is so good that we need to make this into a movie, and I can do whatever I want. And actually, that's what he said. He said, I've got the budget to do whatever I want, and so I'm going to put this on the big screen.
Hmm.
And then they said, apparently, there is a live-action Star Wars coming out that's supposed to be all dark, and it's going to be a TV series, live-action Star Wars TV series. And so... But this is really, really, really what's pissing me off, and I don't mind... The Clone Wars. I don't mind the two cartoon movies they did between 3 and 4. I don't mind all that, but what's pissing me off so damn bad is all this time they've had a comic book, a video game, and a novel for Shadows of the Empire and never made a damn movie out of it.
Hmm.
And they were supposed to. They were supposed to make a movie, Shadows of the Empire.
Was
it has
be,
a damn video game.
Was it going to be live action or CG?
This was before, this was ages ago. This was 98.
But does anybody want to see Mark Hamill anymore?
Mark Hamill was in like 2 seconds of Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, but Carrie Fisher was in it. She, I don't know.
Well, you know, you can do all this stuff. Yeah, I was going to say, you can do all this stuff with CG these days. Yeah.
Well, yeah, all they have to do... Carrie Fisher still has a voice, and Mark Hamill still has a voice.
Oh, sure.
In fact, and so, you know, if they just use the same application... You know, since you made this badass application with all these cutting-edge new blah, 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 jerking myself off, and he's going to make one movie?
Hmm.
What? It's like, use the same damn app and make Shadows of the Empire while you're at
it. Oh, you know he's going to make more movies.
Yes.
But I bet you, I would put money down that he's never, ever, ever going to make Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
not his. Somebody else wrote that. So, you know.
Ah.
What? Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I'll ask the know-it-all Wikipedia who made Shadows of the Empire.
Meanwhile, I got to share another highlight of Comic-Con. They had a life-size Jabba the Hutt statue there. And at one point they had a Elvis Stormtrooper was introducing the Layla Palooza, where they had all of the women dressed up as the princess, the slave girl Leia's, were lined up so they could get their picture taken with the life-size Jabba statue.
Wow. Oh.
Yes, very nice.
It take my slug daughter you did send Jedi at you, I will. Now I'm going to eat that little bug thing. I was in Star Wars 1 for no reason.
Yes.
Anyway, see proof right here. First sentence of Wikipedia. Star Wars Shadows of the Empire is a multimedia project created by Lucasfilms LTD in 96.
Yeah,
well,
Lucasfilms. But George didn't write it, I don't think. Yeah, Lucasfilms.
Well, I think that's why it's the only one that can outsell all the rest of his.
Well.
Well.
Because
sure.
He was the one that wrote it.
Yes.
Just look at the art. Even and the scissor, the green dude with the ponytail. Way more awesome than Jedi people. Sith Lord. Who cares about Darth Maul? I'm a Sith Lord. I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, here
be
an... who was it?
Steve Perry.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
You are smart. You totally pwned me on that trivia. I'm going to eat you now. You must snarf all the Garthog. Wait,
Now in a couple years, Lucas will go back, look at some of the original footage, and decide, you know, Jabba the Hutt shouldn't have been an alien. That thing I had, that guy with all the furs on, just to be the side, that's the way Jabba the Hutt should look. Then he'll go redo...
You'd have to redo Han Solo stepping on his tail so he doesn't step on his tail anymore.
Right.
Well,
right.
He didn't step on his tail originally. There was something about the way he was
so
going down it.
Yeah, you'd have to move it back. So
yeah, just go back to the original footage, even easier.
So he is going to shoot first in this new version?
Suddenly the whole trilogy is about Biggs Dark here instead, you know. Get Garrick Hagon back in to redub all the other movies and put his face on Mark Hamill.
He completely writes out of the story. No. And his aunt and uncle don't die.
Yeah. You say, you know, Darklighter was a much better name than Skywalker, wasn't it? You know, I made a mistake there.
No, so what would happen? The droids decide to go off in the other direction, never get caught by the Jawas. So therefore, Han Solo just sits at Mos Eisley and actually gets killed by the bounty hunter. And then what? The Death Star just takes everything over, and Darth Vader stays a bad guy? Then he never.
They'll put Shia LaBeouf in it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but I think at the rate we're going, we're not going to need any other movies besides that one. We'll have the whole
Actually, yeah.
trilogy plus three, wrapped up in one movie that lasts about 15 minutes.
You could have done that in the first place. Actually, wait. I've got the little animated GIF that explains the whole thing. Where is that? Do 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 do. Where's the GIF? Where's the GIF?
This is what happens when we decide to save most of our topics for the next official podcast.
Yes.
Damn it. Star Wars sucks. Do, 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 do.
Oh, we're gonna get the hate mail
I'm.
coming in for this one.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but you know what? That proves that people are listening.
There is that,
Oh.
yeah.
Believe me, you guys should see the hate mail that they get because of me on the beacon.
Is that your function on the beacon then? Yeah, it's like a hate mail generator.
I'm like, it's half. It's third hate mail, third ranting, which causes the hate mail, and third paying attention to the talk show people. Yeah, most of the, I mean, if you listen to the Beacon, most of the time I don't even talk, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, "So, Aaron, what do you think?" Well, I tell you what, everyone that is different than me is really, really. Well, now I'm making fun of myself. That sounds really weird. No, I don't really think things are as stupid as I make it out to be, that I think.
You complain because you care.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
And you know, me and my brother used to get into this all the time, that if you don't care about something enough to complain about it, then you shouldn't ever say that you cared in the first place. And the only reason that you end up complaining is because you know something had the potential to be better than it actually was.
Yeah.
And every single one of our arguments would always circle back to, I'm complaining because I care and because I wish it could be better, and I know it can't, and complaining is my last resort to making me feel better that I just wasted another 2 hours playing Warcraft 3 when it's broken and it hurts. And every Friday night and every Saturday night we would argue about Warcraft 3, and we would just complain because you can't. What can you do? Blizzard's never going to fix their damn game until StarCraft 2 comes out, because StarCraft is the only balanced game that they've ever made, which is circles back to sci-fi. So at least we're okay there, you
Yeah.
guys, right?
Wow, we're back
Sci-fi.
on
Yeah.
sci-fi. But actually,
Can't imagine
StarCraft
that.
2.
on a similar note to that, I remember a couple years ago, there was some webcomic that had a page of what the author thought were the 10 worst webcomics online. And he had Station V3 on his list.
Yeah, who's laughing
And,
now?
well, I was thinking, well, at least I made an impression. Wow, 10 worst.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's.
I was thinking of
Well.
in Jack Sparrow, but you have heard of me, you
Yes.
know? Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, if he thinks, I mean, I've read horrible comics that I wish I could erase from my memory because of all of the hate and bigotry. And if I can go, like, so many comics now are just nothing but blood and swearing, I get tired of it, actually. I won't read comics anymore if people get hacked up more than one page in a row.
Makes sense.
There's that.
So I like Station V3 because there's none of that.
I haven't
Like,
passed
you'll never find blood in my comic.
branches,
Never.
maybe, right?
Well,
Bat
actually,
branches and leaves and
sap.
I've gone
Full
completely.
syrup.
No. Actually, wait a second. Syrup. Actually, there is syrup. No. There is syrup because in one of my episodes, it kind of goes without saying, but in one of my episodes, the lumberjacks are eating pancakes.
Ooh.
And there are blueberry bushes, like I said, and they're eating pancakes. They don't talk about the syrup though, but it's implied.
Ooh.
But I specifically steered away from the whole torture aspect because the lumberjacks do kill the trees. Even though the trees can regrow, right? Because trees, even you can chop them down pretty bad, and there can still be new little sprouts and stuff. But I've totally stayed away from that, like carving notches of things in trees. There's none of that. There's chopping down, but I don't. I mean, people like dwell on some of that stuff way too much these days. I don't think you need to do it. So to say that Station V3 is the worst comic ever, it's like, I've read stuff that people should go to jail for. So Station V3 is just fine. And so I hope
that's
that
good.
Person
yeah.
never surfaces again.
Yeah, I think yeah. their comic went offline. And
nice.
I don't think it's back. I will admit I haven't gone looking for it, but you know, last I saw, I didn't see. So.
Good times. We all have our arch. We all have our webcomic arch enemies.
Of course. Yes.
I've had my fair share too of people that have just shat all over my comic. So.
But there you go. It's like if you have an arch nemesis, that means someone cares.
One, it makes you stronger every single time.
Yes.
But that means I think that the next person tries harder.
Hmm.
You know? Oh, I didn't hurt his feelings. Instead of saying it was drawn by an 8-year-old, I'll say 7-year-old people hurt his feelings. Pretty soon, you're doing your comic in crayon just to shut people up. Well, actually, I had a 3-year-old do this one. What are you going to say?
Looks like a 2-year-old did it.
Oh. You're like, kid starts crying in the background because they dropped their binky. No, but actually, it's so funny that I brought that up because School Spirit has got little kids that do his comic sometimes, and Dregs has also had their kid. Well, with School Spirit, it's his students, and with Dregs, yeah. one of their kids, like, color crayoned an episode or something, and so it's like, I just want to say, suck on that! Some 2-year-old with crayons did draw an episode of my comic. So, there. Which has nothing to do with sci-fi.
Oh, but we cover webcomic stuff, too, so.
Exactly.
Yep.
But
this has been the Trash Talk portion of our comic.
Yes. An all-new feature of Podwarp 1999.
I'm sorry. On webcomic Bacon, we actually had people that would do ramblings and rants for a while. And then, I don't know, they had other stuff to do, so it accidentally ended up being me. And everyone thinks I'm angry, but it's really just, this is how I normally am.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I actually like things to be really calm.
But we've done the Silence podcast before, I think.
Yeah.
It was that 14 or the original 21?
That was yeah, that was 14.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad conversation that week, actually.
No, nice. That's bad part. It was a really good show.
Yes.
That no one will ever hear.
Yes. Including us. See, I should have
True.
Had this... I really should have had the recording software going as a backup all this time.
Ah, well.
So, it's my fault. Oh, well.
Yep.
That is the end of our show, everybody.
Yes, it is. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, lots of concerns, I'm sure, feedback,
yeah.
you can email us at podwarp1999@comicostrich.com, or you can join us on the forum at forum.comicostrich.com. And any topics that were suggested there, we probably will get to those for the next actual episode we do. In the meantime, good night.
Good night,
You're
everybody.
supposed to say, "This has been Tom." That's fine.
So we
Good
have
point.
been Podwarp 1999, minus Jim and Ben, but plus Aaron.
Yay!
Yay.
True.
So I don't know if this episode counts as canon or not,
That's right. Probably
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No. We call it
We
episode
could pretend it's part of
22A.
an earlier episode. Oh, we can, like, this is the last episode that we just found in the basement that was stuck in the transporter transponders for 20 episodes.
This was
Yeah.
the rejected pilot.
Oh, yes.
Yes. There you go.
And
We've got
yet
to have,
we
like,
know
70s music. Dan, 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 dan,
rejected pilot, and yet we can reveal what happens to Ben at the end of episode 21.
Right.
And what happens is.
Okay.
Who was the mole? Was it Tom? Was it Mark? Or was it Aaron?
Then we each need our own little theme song for that, don't we?
That's what I was trying to do for you
Little
guys.
theme music. Yeah.
The intro and outro music is Earth's Assault on the Central AI by Tetix from the album Technology Crisis. A link to Tetix's website is available on the Podwarp 1999 website.